Thank you very much, Mr. Vice Chair. Pakistan welcomes the advisory committee and thanks them for continuing their vital work as the think tank of the Human Rights Council. My delegation also thanks the rapporteur for presenting the preliminary report and welcomes the opportunity to consult with the advisory group on the human rights implications of new and emerging technologies in the military domain. The allure of technological supremacy in the military domain continues to imperil the very basics of international humanitarian law and international human rights law. The advisory committee's ongoing study on this topic remains therefore timely and essential, and the draft report promises to add value to this important conversation. At this stage, we have the following three suggestions for the committee's consideration. First, over the past year, the deployment of AI-assisted targeting systems in a situation of occupation has exacerbated an unending humanitarian catastrophe. For purposes of the study, it is important to factor in how this experience could and should influence the development of and usage of such technologies. It is vital and increasingly urgent to draw lessons and strengthen humanitarian safeguards against such egregious and unacceptable outcomes. Second, capabilities and resources in the domain of new and emerging technologies are unevenly distributed across states, as is often the case with military innovation, but this disparity is compounded by the uneven distribution between private enterprise and the public sector, for one, and the dual-use nature of many of these technologies, for another. Enterprises in the defense, security, and high-tech sectors have traditionally posed special challenges to regulation for a variety of reasons. The convergence of these industries, however, in the study area poses special questions. Recommendations on regulation and governance of AI systems should therefore address the need to overcome capacity constraints and broaden the conversation to include the broadest possible array of stakeholders. Third and last, addressing human rights implications of new and emerging technologies requires a continuous assessment of the tools and guardrails against adverse impacts. Due diligence and precautionary principles are important, but their effectiveness presumes the ability to foresee or predict harm. The technologies being discussed, however, by their very nature, are prone to heightened uncertainty and interact in unpredictable ways. We would therefore welcome the advisory committee's insights on how to enhance the toolkit at our disposal and ensure that it remains fit for purpose. In conclusion, my delegation looks forward to the final study and assures the advisory committee of our continued engagement and support. Thank you.